This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Sarasota, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 25th, episode 1767, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Wow, it's another girl day here on Horses in the Morning. Glenn is still out of town, although, Wendy, we are going to talk to him on the show later today.
Oh, good.
We're
I can't go
up
a Friday without Glenn.
Ah, oh, yeah, I'm sure Jen's saying that same thing.
Well, I don't have to live with him, so.
hey, you know how before the show started, everybody, I hate doing Glenn's job, and yes. You guys were just giving me lots of support. You can do this. You can do it. You do a good job. Well, I forgot to do something.
Uh-oh.
So you got everybody listening live right now gets to have a little behind the scenes.
Oh, did you forget to start recording?
No, I got the recorder going. That's great. I got the mixer going. There's people listening. Everything's good. But I forgot to call in studio. So everybody gets to hear that.
Oh, my God. Do we need to start all over again?
Oh, we can start all over again if you want to. Sure.
But I finally hit my cue. I usually miss it every time. I'm just like sitting here thinking, when's it going to start? Yeah, and then I realize I'm starting.
You nailed it. Good job. Jennifer, what do you have to do?
I have to do this button right here. Right here. A-L-L. There we go. Guest. I think I only have to hit two buttons. We're good.
Okay, so should we read everything again, or do
no,
we just
we
keep
just
going?
Keep right, we can just keep soldiering on, but God. I think we're going to have a little voice here in a second here, and it just tells us there's a beep going on, and this is behind the scenes at Horses in the Morning when Jen does the job.
I don't know. I thought you'd already done it. Just kidding. I have no idea what you do.
I think everybody's lucky. Everybody's lucky to be hearing like what goes on. This is like the extra
person
stuff
you're trying to reach and currently unavailable.
Oh, look.
Please leave a message after
not available.
The beep.
We don't need her anyways.
Oh, that's funny.
Whatever. Call in studio.
We need that to get guests on the show, I think.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
I didn't get it.
We'll try. It's okay. See if I can do a better
can
job.
We, if we can just Skype
Thank
Kayla.
Thank you for calling Horses in the Morning.
There we are.
You may listen to the show while waiting. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the air with the host.
The host.
That's like the little voice. You know, you can make your own cartoons and people make these passive aggressive, horsey cartoons.
Yep. Yeah, we just made our own little avatar.
There we go. And now we can talk to Kayla. There we are.
Oh. There we go. Okay, perfect. Well, I wanted to do something really, I thought that was really special for the listeners and the auditors and everybody who rode along with her or traveled along or at the end of the Mongol Derby, and Leslie Wiley finished or was finishing, one of the auditors came up with a great idea of making a gift basket for Leslie, kind of like a welcome back. And oh my gosh, like all these auditors and listeners donated to the package. And so Leslie sent me a message to read for you guys this morning. So if you don't mind, Wendy and Jennifer, let me get this out. This is from Leslie. To the HRN auditors and all the HITM listeners who have supported me throughout this journey, for once in my big mouth life, I have no words. Your belief in me literally got me to the finish line, and then I came home to the warmest welcome imaginable. Thoughtful gifts, kind words, and sweet gestures. I hope you know that I carried you with me out there on the step, or perhaps you were carrying me. Since getting home earlier this week, I've been hard at work writing the story, which has been pretty therapeutic, as I've had a lot to work through and process. Part one is up, and keep an eye out for part two later today. I can't wait to connect with all of you individually soon. Leslie Wiley.
So. Yay, Leslie!
She's home! She made it! Yay! Leslie, we're so proud. So, to everybody, that was really unbelievable, the kindness that all of our auditors, and then we had extra, you know, there's so many extra donations, and Chantel was trying to figure out what to do with them. So there's also a fundraiser going on for Minnie Sarah and her kidney transplant situation. So we donated all of the other money to get Leslie some gifts, and then gave all the money to the Kidney Transplant Foundation. So auditors are amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're awesome. If you're not an auditor, for $1 a month, you can become part of this community that is just taking over the world, and you can find out about it on horsesinthemorning.com. So there you go. We use that $1 a month to keep out the riffraff. $12 a year, you're not riffraff.
That's right.
You pass.
I think it's time for this. What do you think?
Well, I got to find out from you. I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
I think we need to do this.
No. You're way too early because you have to tell me what's coming up on today's show.
Oh, coming up on today's show.
I'll lead you through this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
We'll get through it together.
I never know until somebody asks. I don't even know. You know? Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Kayla Muller's going to stop by, one of our favorite friends, and she's going to give us one more update on her horse freshman phenom, who's going to the retired racehorse project in Kentucky. I think it's next month. And we'll see what else Kayla's doing, because her life is always much more interesting than mine. And then Debbie Laux, host of the Horsemanship Radio Show, and Glenn are going to call in live from the podcast movement seminar out there in Anaheim, California. They're going to stop partying for just a few minutes and chat with us about what's going on there and all the cool stuff and interesting people they're meeting. And then it's time for Really Bad Ads. And we've got a doozy this time, folks. So stay tuned for the break.
Now the button. You actually made me skip your own part. You are frazzled. All right. So we're going to do, because it's a girls show, all girls get a daily Winnie. So Jennifer, what's your daily Winnie?
My daily Winnie goes out to the person who sent me flowers on Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah, it was the first.
Is it the son of a bitch? What did you do?
Well, maybe when I talk to a certain person at the 9:30 hour, will ask. This is first.
They're from Glenn, they're your from dear Glenn. Sweet husband.
He's
at a conference.
Yeah, he's good. He's his conference. He's got flowers. But what was really funny is they showed up while the farrier was here. And we're doing our thing with the horse, and this little teeny tiny car comes driving by the barn and toot toots its little horn. I'm going, you lost? That happens a lot here. It's like, he is from the Eastern Bloc somewhere, could not tell you which country. So he doesn't speak very good English. And he said, you Jen? I said, yeah, I'm Jen. And he whips out this vase full of flowers from behind his back. And the farrier was there. And it was so funny because the farrier looked at me with that same, what's he in trouble for? Look, it was hilarious.
He's going on a conference. He's preemptively giving you flowers for screwing up.
Yes, that's right.
Like, you know what? You did that. Oh, but you did give me flowers. So, no, but man, we see through that.
And
go
then,
ahead.
And then
but
Nigel
it's
ate
very
the,
sweet.
Yeah. And then Nigel ate one of the roses. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Cute. One rose, not toxic. We're good. So,
it's probably some ancient Chinese medicine where it's like good for his kidneys or something. I don't know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Antioxidant.
There you go.
All right. Next Winnie.
Okay, my daily Winnie is for my across-the-street neighbors, Richard and Katie Halloy. They are not horse people. And their yard is like beautiful. They live on 5 acres, and Richard spends his weekends like manicuring the grass, and they have lots of plantings, beautiful plantings. And I was doing my taxes yesterday, sitting in my office, just kind of looking across their beautiful lawn. And I realized my front gate was open and my four horses were running out there to tear up the neighbor's man's beautiful landscaped.
Oh, no.
And they ran around and around, like galloped, all four of them galloping in a circle like they were on a racetrack, and left great big huge footprints over there.
Oh, no. Did you send them flowers? See, it's like
I need to. I need to bake them cookies or something. And I ran over there. And of course, you know, like there's awesome grass over there. Like, why are they going to come? I even had grain and I was shaking it. They're like, nope. And they ran back behind their pool cage and then over to the Arab farm where the woman, my friend Karen, breeds Arabs, but she has a new stallion and babies and whatnot. So they ran back there, got the Arabs all stirred up. And then came tearing back through the pool area of these people's house. And then I finally caught one and dragged it home, and the other ones followed.
Oh, my gosh. What a nightmare. How did they get out? Do you know?
Well, I let them eat in the yard sometimes if I'm, you know, home in the day. Like I said, I was like changing my computer. And Kyle forgot that they were in the yard, and he opened the gate when he went off to the grocery store.
And didn't close it.
Nope.
Farm rule number one, people. If you open a gate, you close a gate. Come on.
I know. But technically, maybe I shouldn't let the horses out in the yard.
Maybe Jennifer should send her flowers over to your neighbors.
I think that's what's going to happen. Yes.
That's what we've determined. All right. I don't know if you can tell that. Hear that whinny.
What?
Baby Zara. So my daily whinny. My daily whinny goes out to little sweet, sweet angel baby Zara, who was born into this world, and I was the first human to touch her. I imprinted with her. I loved her. I brought her up. I taught her all the things that a human teaches its baby horse. And I've weaned her, and I've been through the process with her, and I stayed with her, and I've comforted her, and I've been nothing but nice to this little bitch. And let's see, what's today? Today's Friday, Wednesday night. I go over there and been working on leading because she has an inspection coming up in October, and I need to teach her to lead and then teach her to load.
Oh,
so
fun.
She's been doing great with the leading. Everything has been fine. And so I was, and she ground ties now, and I can give her a bath just out in the open. There's no wash rack where she is. So you just, she ground ties and I can hose her off. Amazing. So I'm setting her up to hose her off, and the house that she's at, they have a pool in their backyard, but there's a wall that separates the pool and the horse area. Well, my dogs see no boundaries with a wall. Proceed to, you know, they always go over there and they run, they jump over the wall, and then they jump in their pool with their dogs. So there's like a dog party every time I go over there. So I have baby Zara, and I'm leading her, and I'm turning her towards the hose so I can turn the hose on. And all the dogs, two of mine plus like three of theirs, come out of the pool, jump out of the pool in the water and over the wall. And boom. They're right at baby Zara's feet where her butt is.
And shaking their dirty, wet dog coats. Well,
it didn't even get that far. Because what happened when they jumped over the wall is baby Zara thought she was being attacked by coyotes and spooked. And I was in front of her.
Uh-oh.
And she spooked into me. And at this point, she had like bolted. So she bolts while I'm holding her and runs into me. And you know, a lot of times they'll kind of run into you and then squirt around you.
Yeah.
She did not squirt around me.
She wanted you to hold her. She's trying to jump in your arms.
Yeah.
Mommy, help me.
Mommy, there's coyotes. So she jumped forward into me, knocked me on the ground, and then completely ran over me to the point where, I mean, like, she got away, obviously, and I lay there for 10 minutes going, okay, my phone is in the gator, which is 25 feet away. How am I going to get there to call 911? Kind of injury. I'm laying on the ground. I'm like, okay, I can move. And then she comes back. And then you get up. It doesn't matter what's broken. You're getting up because there's a loose filly that is 600 pounds come galloping at you. So I was able to get up out of the way, and I actually worked on her leading with through all my pain. And right now, as the bruises start to show up, first of all, I sliced my knees open the way that she hit me to the ground. So, left knee, some sutures, you know, things like that. And then on the right knee is just scrapes. As it turns out, because I hit the ground on my left side, like whap, bam, like she ran into me and then kept going like a steamroller, right?
Oh my gosh.
I have a baby Zara hoof print on the inside of my left thigh and a baby Zara hoof print on my right, like above my hip, like where my love handles are. So I have a nice like hoof print on my right love handle and a hoof print on my left inner thigh. And then whatever. I'm a disaster. I'm a huge, huge disaster.
It's like the forensic people putting together what happened. Lay down there. You were like on the ground like this, and then the horse went stomp, 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 stomp.
Recreate exactly
this accident from the bruise marks.
It's my yearly horse crash due to a freak accident. That's the problem. I was like, I broke my foot last time. There's nothing broken this time, but I cannot move. I was actually, this is the first time I think ever I went to the only place I went was to the dentist because it cost $75 to cancel your appointment. So I'm like in the dentist's office, but I come back from, I have to drive the gator back over. I have no way to get any help. And so I have to man up, you know, and open the gate and drive through and get all the way home. And I'm sitting in the gator and there's blood like from like my knees all the way down. Ow. As like bleeding profusely. And Chad's in the back and I drive up and the gate is open. So I kind of drive in and he's like, hey, how's it going? I go, don't freak out. He's like, promise you won't freak out. And he's like, okay, I promise I won't freak out. What happened? I stand up. He's like, oh my God. I said, you wouldn't freak out. So my little baby Zara, I've realized, Wendy, and this is part of horse training, and this is like such an obvious thing, and it takes something stupid like this to make you realize, but I'm very black and white, like yes and no with every horse, except for that one.
Right.
You know, it's like, there's some gray area there because I was the first human to touch her little body when she came out, you know,
but with your Mustangs, you would be like aware that there's a gang of dogs over here and
yeah.
You wouldn't stand in front of her when they're behind her. You know what I mean? But with the baby,
I wasn't in that bad of a situation. She came at me like you were saying, like, mommy,
yeah,
get in my arms kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have allowed it just. You know what? I can't say I wouldn't have, because it's now officially time to train her to lead correctly. You know, where I'm kind of like, oh, come here, good girl. Okay, back up a little bit, good girl. Now it's like, come here now. Back up now. Right. Get out of my bubble. You know, like all of a sudden now it's black and white because I can't. That was just unacceptable. So Jennifer got flowers. You have to buy flowers. And Chad brought me flowers. Being hurt.
We got flowers, a nice you card. Got sutures.
Yeah, you get flowers when you get stitches.
Did you get a lollipop too?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember. I you know what? They did buy me let's see. I came when I got home from that, I had flowers, I had a little stuffed animal and some chocolate.
There you go. The trifecta.
Exactly. And Chad just kept Lucas away from me all day, so it worked out.
You know what though, Jamie? I used to breed horses on a very small scale. I've had a couple babies, and they, you know, I'm not a mare person, but the mares that I have raised, I love them. They're just so different when you raise them yourself. And I think Zara is going to be really a fun horse for you. And even if you sell her on to do other things, when you see her places, you'll feel like, you know, so proud of your baby. I see my babies now sometimes doing things and I get all teary eyed, like, oh my God, look at my little baby all grown up.
Yeah, I it is really exciting, every part of it. And it just made me realize that she has transitioned. I've never had a baby. And so I don't know when you're allowed to do things with, you know, like, I don't know, a leading.
No, you need to, be really firm with them from the beginning, because they're going to be huge. They can't be like, they can't want to cuddle in your arms when they're scared, because you'll get trampled. But
yeah, no kidding.
Life lesson learned.
Well, I just think that I haven't known when to do what, like, when do I teach her to lead? And so now that I'm just starting, I didn't want to come out of the box being like, back up, you know, I didn't want to be a roaring monster, but there's got to be a middle line of raising a fragile kind of smaller baby horse versus a, I don't know. All I'm saying is it ain't gonna happen again. Let me tell you that. I'm done with that nonsense.
You know what I found really helped me with the babies? Because I have one. She's home with me now. She came home to retire. And she is was my first Irish draft sport horse. And she was out of my like childhood mare, right? Mm-hmm. So it was my first baby. And she was so cute. I was so excited. And she stands up 45 minutes after being born. And I go over to hug her and kiss her. And she like tries to kick me. And then I was like, what? But she missed. But then she like saw that she missed. So she like looked, she like, you know, gauged her trajectory and then like hauled off and kicked me right in the thigh. So pissed at her. I was like, this bratty mare. And then her the person that owned her her daddy, who's Nancy Lindroth, she's an eventer down in Southern Pines. She goes, you put a little bat right next to her stall. And not a bat, like a hunter bat, you know, the crop with the loud noise. And she goes, if that baby kicks you, you smack her on the butt. And so that baby had a little bat with her. Because she was bratty like that. Girls are like that. You need to tell them.
Came out
kicking. She still kicks her, you know, pasture mates. She can't wear her hind shoes because she's too bratty. But she is an awesome little girl. She does everything you say. She's very well behaved.
So what you're trying to tell me is that I have to just get run over all the time because she's just like born like that.
No, I'm saying that you needed the bat. You need a little hunter bat with her name on it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just have to teach her the bubble. She's going to have to learn the bubble, you know, and to get out of my space. And I have a little dually halter for her, and I just have been putting it on her, but I haven't been schooling her in it. Well, I schooled her in it. In my lame, injured self, schooled her in it. And I was like, get off of me, get off the pressure, get back away. And she figured it out. And then I went home and cried. Well, limped home and got stitches. Oh, good times, good times. Hey, and then I accidentally like put my hands in my lap and I just hit the hoof print. Yeah, good times. Well, our guest is ready and it is Kayla Mueller. I'm sure she's never hurt herself being around horses. She's never done that, Kayla. How have you?
Never, never, ever.
Well, make me feel better.
All my horses are angels.
Oh, yeah, sure they are. Sure they are. Have you ever done, like, it just had a freak accident happen like that? Or I guess it's not a freak accident, just an accident happen like that.
Well, I had last October, I was cantering in my ring and a horse just tripped and fell and went down on top of me and like bruised the whole inner thigh, like black. It was horrible. And it was something simple as I was cantering and asked him to trot and he just went boop down.
Nice. That's what you get for riding all these long legged warm bloods and thoroughbreds. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, I saw that the Retired Racehorse Project horse show that they're having had over 500 entries. Are you one of those?
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous. It's a lot of horses.
Well, fortunately, you're not competing against all of them, but there are a significant amount in the, are you doing eventing and show jumping?
Yes. So we just finalized our entries. Everyone had to have their entries in by the 21st. And we decided on eventing as our primary and show jumping as our secondary.
Fantastic.
Wow. How does it go? Or like, yeah. Are there different levels, or do you all compete at the same level?
So there's a minimum height requirement, which is 2'6". Or for eventing, it'll be 2'7", because that's beginner novice. Mm-hmm. And then you can opt to do up through training level for eventing. You just have to specify on your entry. And you get extra points for jumping higher.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yet you have to make sure that your horse is jumping higher well. Like, mm-hmm. Because you get like a score on rideability and form, I guess. I don't know. This is my first year. So, to my understanding, that's how you do it. So yes, you get extra points for jumping higher, but if you don't do it well, you actually get less points in the long run.
So at the end, there'll be like one eventing champion out of all of the.
Yes.
Horses. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's great.
And what I think there's eight divisions or eight disciplines, and there's show hunter, field hunter. I know they have barrel racing, competitive trail, and dressage, show jumping, eventing, and I don't know what else, but and freestyle and things like that. So
that's great.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's really fun too, Wendy. That is a horse show where they don't just have a horse show. There's different classes almost you can go to and listen to people talk and talk about body work on a thoroughbred, or taking the horse and starting a dressage. Or there's just a lot of different things. Plus, a lot of the horses, if you're in the market for a horse, are going to be for sale directly after. And why don't you tell us about Freshman Phenom then?
So Freshman Phenom, I think I talked about him before, but if nobody remembers, he's a 5-year-old by Pollard's Vision out of Guatemala. And he was bred in New York by the Rubens, who actually found his Facebook page and sent me all these baby photos of him, which was awesome. Cute. And his last race was the end of October of 2015. And I started kind of training him in mid-January. And he's had a little bit of a rough go lately, but he's super athletic. And I think that he's going to be probably my next 3-star horse, if I can be so bold to say that.
Wow.
So I have high hopes for him. I think that he's really special, but along with the special horses comes a lot of quirks and a lot of, he's very much an internalizer. He gets worried when he doesn't understand something. But he tries really hard. He's a very willful horse. And so I think that that's going to get us far in the cross country once I can channel it in the right direction.
So Kayla, what I understand is that this horse, Freshman Phenom, was up for sale afterwards. Are we saying that if he's going to be your 3-star horse, that might not work if you sell him?
I know, but so all my horses are for sale. But if I can keep one, it might be him. so he will be for sale. And I'll be excited if he sells and he goes on to do 3-star with somebody else, or he ends up just doing novice and being a rock star for somebody. Cause he is super, like, his puppy dog personality. You want to be around him in the barn, and everything. He's not a super hot horse. So like, he's not going to run at a fence, or do anything crazy, which is nice. He doesn't buck or anything like that. He is right now going through a phase where he gets excited and he does jump up and down, but luckily he stays right underneath you. He just kind of crow hops around, which is what he did at his last, his first event. Our dressage was just one big crow hop. It was, I had a that girl moment. I was in the warm up and we were in the intro. So the warm up was a bit crazy. Everyone was panicking and, calling inside, outside, left, right, and I'm just crow hopping through the warm up. And somebody's like, outside. And I was like, you can go wherever you want, because I'm just going this way. And you can go around me. I don't care. So
you're like outside, and you're like on top. I'll go over you.
On top.
Yeah. Girl, we've all been there.
Our center line, my second center line, was we had to halt at G, and he just started crow hopping through the turn. And so we just crow hopped down the center line, and I was like, all the way to G. Like, this is so long. It was like, you know, the walk of shame after.
Well, let's hope you were straight. But at least you were straight.
Yeah.
They don't say anything about crow hopping.
He was in his back. Okay.
Yeah.
He was using his back.
He was on his hind end. No, but he was really good, and he went out and he jumped everything. He was super on the cross country, and you know, I think once everything comes together, hopefully it comes together for the Retired Racehorse Project. But at this point, I think we're just going to go and we're going to have fun and we're going to enjoy the experience and enjoy just all the thoroughbreds and seeing how they, how everyone turned their thoroughbreds around. So,
did you get him off of the racetrack directly, or did he go somewhere before, in between you and the track?
I purchased him through a client of mine, Jessica Redman, who has Benchmark Sport Horses, and she buys them straight off the track. And she only had him for, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks before I bought him, which is kind of typical for her. She grabs them. She has really good contacts that that are honest, which you don't find all the time off
right.
through the track.
Or any horse sales at all.
Yeah, that is true. I shouldn't just say just the racetrack, but she has really good contacts, and all of her horses seem to have good brains and are very athletic. She has a good eye for a good horse. So,
and then how long have you had him? How long have you been working with him?
I purchased him at the end of, or the middle of December of 2016. And then I started kind of really training him mid-January of this year. Then he had some time off because he developed ulcers pretty badly. That's his internalizer coming out in him. And because I could kind of tell, but he was still acting decent under saddle, but he started to lose weight, and then he started to act out a little bit under saddle, and I took him up and got him scoped, and it was like a constellation chart on his stomach. I was actually very impressed that he kept going the way he did, but I felt really bad that, you know, I didn't jump to the conclusion sooner. But we treated him, re-scoped him. His stomach's fresh and healthy. And I'm like, no more ulcers for you, buddy.
Right. Well, actually,
throw everything at you.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, I know we're going to actually talk about Kentucky Performance Products here in a minute, because Kayla, yesterday my vet came out and said, there's a pony that came up with a little bit of laminitis. And so we've kind of fixed that. We stopped the laminitis, but one great thing to make him lose weight is that he has been walking the fence line, cause he doesn't get to turn out with his buddies anymore. So he's in his paddock and he just walks all day. And so I kind of thought, all right, he's obviously stressing himself out. However, I'd rather him stress himself out and get ulcers than have laminitis and die. So I was like, we'll treat the ulcers later. Like, let's get the one that's going to kill him. So we fixed the laminitis. We've stopped that. No rotation at all. We caught it so quick. It was great. So the vet comes out yesterday to do the recheck. And she's like, she does acupuncture and she kind of tests the meridians. And I'm sure, Wendy, you could explain more about that than I could. But she tests him and his ulcer points are sensitive. And I was like, yep. Kind of knew that was coming. So, but they're mild, but not crazy. So she's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's this product and it's a company called Kentucky Performance Products. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So we are getting him the KPPUSA.com. It's the Nalox Advance. She's like, there's this product called Nalox Plus or Nalox Advance. And I think it would really work on him. And I was like, okay. And so I turned to the owner of the pony. And I was like, you can find that at KPPUSA.com.
Or you could listen to Friday's show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's definitely something that we work on. It doesn't matter if it's a pony or a racehorse or anything like that. They just come up with these stomach troubles. And I thought it was hilarious that my dad was like, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but, and I was like, yes. Yes, I have.
You're like, you clearly don't listen to my show, do you?
No, we know she doesn't.
Yeah, that's exactly God. It. Yeah. When these people, they lie to you and they tell you they listen, but then things like this happen. You're like, busted. You're not
I actually hope she doesn't listen because I talk about her so much. That, like, I'm like, don't. Just don't. Like, I don't want to get in trouble. You'll fire me as a client. So, well, I'm glad he's doing better. I'm glad you sorted that out. And we're excited to cheer you on at the Retired Racehorse Project Horse Show. And it's just awesome. So if you want to find out any more about Kayla Muller and all of her horses, and she's got other horses for sale, and your stepmom is just awesome, Mogi. So you can check her out at selcouthsporthorses.com, S-E-L-C-O-U-T-H, sporthorses.com. Yeah. You can follow Freshman Phenom on Facebook. I think it's Freshman Phenom, it's RRP.
2017. Yep.
Oh, Freshman Phenom, RRP 2017 on Facebook, and you can follow along with his little journey there. Kayla, thank you so much for coming on and describing all of it to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to going to the makeover, and we'll report back, and hopefully we bring home maybe a blue ribbon or just a good experience.
Yeah, exactly. So. We're just hoping for a straight center line, girl. You can do it.
Yeah, me too. he can do it. He can do it. So I'm excited for him, and I'm excited to see all the other horses, and I'm really excited to watch the freestyle, because those people, what they can do with those horses is incredible. Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah. The whole experience is going to be fun.
Very cool. All right, well, Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again right before it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And my prediction with Kayla is ain't no way she's selling that horse. You must be crazy.
I know. Come on.
I'm going to sell him. He's for sale. And then, oh, wait, next sentence is, well, I mean, he's going to be my 3-star horse.
Right. Well, you know, they're all for sale, of course. But then, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure if it comes down to it, she'll be like, but I love him.
Oh, I know. And Zara's for sale too today, but like Wednesday morning, she wasn't for sale. So things change all the time. Never listen to me, what I say. I'm sure. Listen to any horse girl. Well, hey, we are going to do our Kentucky Performance Product ad, and then we're going to come back and we are going to talk to, I think, Debbie and Glenn.
There we go.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissue. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
How perfectly appropriate that we had a Neelux Advanced commercial. That's so funny. That's exactly the product. She's like, I don't know if you've heard about it before, but it's called Neelux Advanced, and you're right. So you don't listen to my shows. Cool.
I know. They all say they do, but they don't. But you know what I tell them? You don't have to listen. Just click.
You know what? Don't listen, but just say you listen. Click on it, download it, then delete it. Whatever. It's fine. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know that the auction where I got Zeus and Thor, the Northern Nevada Correctional Center, they have a wild horse adoption. And it's where the inmates train the horses for 90 to 120 days. And they will be auctioned off. And the next auction is October 14th. So you can start to make your plans. Who knows? The starting bid is $150. And two crazy people bid one up to 16 grand one time. But the average cost is like $800 for a wild horse, that saddle trained Mustang. They are green, as proven by Thor and Zeus, and they all have their own personalities, that's for sure. But you can check it out. If you want to look for them, I believe it's if you go to, we have an NNCC Facebook page, and an NNCC Adopted Wild Horses and Burros Facebook page. And then there's also you can go to BLM Nevada and look that up, and they kind of post things, but they also post a bunch of other stuff. So anyway, check that out if you're interested. I would love to talk to one of you guys about if you want to go and get a wild horse.
I want to go. I don't want to buy one, but I want to go with you sometime.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I would like to go again and not buy a horse. Like just sit there and watch and not have the pressure of buying.
We'll go
a horse.
And not take the trailer. We'll just go and not take the trailer.
Exactly. Well, let's make that plan. October 14th. Yeah, because going with the trailer, you know, I've driven.
Yeah, you have to buy something. You have to. You spent the gas. You might as well. It'll be a waste of gas.
Thank you for seeing it the way I saw it. Like, I just had to buy something. So, yeah, check that out. You can go look at BLM Nevada and then CC Wild Horses. But October 14th is the next one. Basically, what happens, Wendy, is at 9 a.m., they open the gate. And you have to go through and you have to sign in like officers, like, you know, armed people.
It's at the prison, right?
It's at the prison. Yeah. So you have to go through with your truck and trailer because you have to take them home then, mm-hmm. or you can make arrangements to get them the next day. So you come in with your trailer and you have to sign in and they check your license plates and everything like that. And then you go and you park and then you get to go and all the inmates are sitting on the horses as we speak, like, and so you can talk to them and ask them questions. They're on the other side of the fence, but it's very, I mean, they're in denim. It's not like they're, you know, inmates wearing, right. you know, inmate chains. And they're sitting there like trained. They've been training a horse for 120 days. So they're very well trusted inmates. And, they are, really, really nice guys. And they love these horses. They love their horse. And so it's really cool to sit there and ask questions and talk to them. And you can say, hey, can I go see that one trot? Can you canter around a little bit? And I'll go and do whatever you ask, you know, and come back and talk to you. And then you can move on to the next one. And you know, everybody's walking around with their little thing, making notes and all that. And of course I, like with Zeus, I knew I wanted him so bad that I didn't go talk to the trainer at all.
Yeah, you can't let them know you want them.
Well, no, he was so pretty. I knew there was no way I was going to be able to afford him, and I was not going to set myself up for disappointment because I had a very small budget. And yeah. I blew that out of the water, of course, because I got that auction so finger. Yeah. I'm glad I did. But yeah, so it's really fun. And but like, if you're buying a horse, it's so stressful. But the last set, like 10 of them went for $150. It was crazy.
And they're broke to ride.
Yes.
And all that?
Yes.
I mean, I could see $150 if they were like wild.
Yeah. That's how much it costs for a wild one. These have 4 months of training.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. Oh no. I was crazy how cheap some of them go sometimes. So you never know. Anyway.
So cheap. Were they ugly?
I don't think they're ugly. I think there was a lot of Mustang makeover things kind of going on at the same time as the last auction. So there was, the buyers were kind of split, I guess, you know, there wasn't a huge crowd at this one because there was like 2 weeks before that, a makeover in Reno, Nevada, where people can buy horses. So, and then the one in the, this past winter, they had so much snow that nobody could get over the pass to get there. And they had it
anyway. Let's go to one of those. Let's go to one where like there's an auction like 2 weeks before snows and then we can go. And we're going to actually, I changed my mind. We're going to have to take the trailer.
Oh gosh. Yeah, exactly. Well, we can make it happen. We can make it happen. Well, hey, so we constantly on the show, Wendy, Jennifer's constantly trying to get guests to like answer their phone or show up on time or something like that. And so this morning her husband's supposed to be the 9:30 guest.
Yeah.
And look what time it is. It's 9:45.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's why she got the flowers.
Because it's 6:45 California time and Glenn is at Podcast Movement and that dude has not slept in days. When he comes back,
he's working the breakfast line. He's working the buffet right now.
I just texted him. He said, "Oh my God, I just woke up."
Are you serious?
Oh, really? He must have been out all night with his podcast buddy.
Oh,
he loves
gosh.
Those guys, the messengers guys. Yes, Neil and Chris.
Well, they made him a movie star. So, do you get a SAG card for doing a documentary?
I don't know. You should. No? No SAG card?
Hi, guys.
Did you just wake up for real?
I did. And the first thing I want to do is apologize to Jamie for the last 6 years. This getting up this early to do a show sucks.
So, you know what?
Morning I oversleep is today.
You've slept two more hours than I sleep Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I don't want to hear it.
I'll take it. Go ahead. Throw the darts. It's all right.
So does that mean Debbie?
I don't know what Debbie's doing.
Oh my gosh. Well, how's it going out there then? Talk to us. Tell us everything.
Well, I might have been up a little late into the wow last night. So that's part of the problem. And I can't talk anymore because I've talked to 1,000 people in the last 3 days. Actually, it's going great. This conference is huge now. It's very different this year because there's a lot of the big players in the podcasting world from the corporate side, the NPRs. I got to tell you guys, remember how we had so many Swedish listeners? I met five women Sweden here that do podcasts, and we're here from Sweden. They were just everywhere. I met the lady who is in charge of the Swedish NPR. They have 200 podcasts.
Wow.
So I met some pretty interesting people here from all over the world this time.
Wendy had the same thought I had, the exact same thought I had when I've met all these women from Sweden. You better send some more flowers.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
No, it's been a fun time. And of course, we showed the Messengers movie. By the way, did you tell everybody it's out and available for watching now? So everybody can buy it on Amazon or on iTunes now to search for the Messengers and it'll pop up. But we premiered that the other night. And then, of course, everybody that saw me in the movie had to tackle me the next couple of days. But it was fun. It was fun to see the reactions and to see the people that are actually doing it here.
Are you wearing your cowboy hat?
Oh, yes. And that's how they know me. And I kept getting messages from people. Can I meet you? I said, just look at a cowboy hat. And so it's very distinctive. I got to tell you something really fun that happened. And I'm going to give her a shout out. And I'm not going to use her name, but she'll know who she is. So one of the guys who is the pioneer of podcasting like 15 years ago was really involved in the beginning. And I'd never met him before. Came out and wanted to introduce himself and said he's really proud of what we've done. And this is a compliment to you guys because he said, I think that the Horse Radio Network is what we meant podcasting to be when we started it.
Oh.
So congratulations to you guys for that and all the listeners also. But then he said, and this is where my daily Winnie goes. He said, and the other reason I had to come over and meet you is because my daughter, who's 17, is a horse girl, and she listens to your shows and said, you have to go say hi to Glenn the Geek for me. So It's pretty cool that one of the legends of podcasting's daughters listening to our shows, and it also shows you what a small world it is.
That's awesome.
So, that was fun. Yeah. So that's a compliment to all of you too.
So what's on the docket for today? What? How much longer is this? I feel like you've been gone a month.
It does seem like I've been gone a month, actually. Now, today is the end. We're doing closing keynotes and all that stuff. And my friend Katie is doing her talk, so I'll go do that. And then this afternoon, I have to be on a couple of podcasts that they're recording here. And then we're done. Tomorrow, I'm heading off with a good friend who's been on the show before. Remember Diane from Brooklyn? That was on our show, Jamie? Remember Diane? Wendy knows Diane, too. So we're going to Warner Brothers Studio in the morning and then out to the Reagan Library in the afternoon. So we're going to do that.
Fun.
So it should be a lot of fun. Yeah. It
and
be
when
a lot
you
of fun.
Fly home?
Sunday. I will be back for Monday because we have a very special show on Monday. So
yes,
excited
we do.
For it. And I've certainly been talking about it endlessly.
Well, I talked to Leslie, sent a message to all of our listeners. So I read that on the air this morning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it yet. Yay.
Of course she didn't, because she sent it to me to read live on the show because you're not here today.
Because I'd be sleeping in. So now I'm never going to bust your chops when I have to call you 10 minutes before the show starts and wake you up. I'm never going to bust your chops again.
I don't even know if you bust my chops or not. First of all, I'm never awake enough to really pay attention. Number two, I don't really care. So.
Yeah, that is the other thing.
Really doesn't bother me because I really don't care.
Did she get a hold of Debbie? I'm actually not at Debbie. So did she get a hold of Debbie?
Why are you not at Debbie's? I thought you were staying at Debbie's.
Here we go.
She was a drive. Let me tell you,
the Swedish podcasters had some space for him.
That's it. I learned something about driving in Los Angeles traffic. God, how do people live here? I don't know how people live here. I really don't. Two days of that was enough. Yeah, I just went across the street. And we are literally across the street, walk across the street to the entrance of Disneyland. It's right there. So that's how close we are. Well, it's a good conference. I've been bragging on our hosts and our listeners the entire time. I've been bragging on you guys because you're what makes this all work. And I did a podcasting panel on building a network yesterday, and it's you guys I was bragging on. I said, you got to find the right host. The right hosts will make or break you. And obviously I found about 32 of them. So
lucky you.
I'm very proud of you guys. I'm very proud of you guys. I did mention that Jamie was a pain in the ass, but other than that, it's been fine.
We are very low drama, I think, as a group.
Yeah, you are. You are. You are low drama as a group. Yes.
You know why? Because we're all so into our own self and our horses that we don't have time to have any drama.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I will let you.
I'll let you
get the really bad ad.
We're having Girls Day, Glenn, so you're not even allowed to be on the show. Plus, we're going to play Girls and Horses in a minute, okay? Why don't you go back to bed, you poor little thing, just exhausted from partying.
No, I can't because I have to get up because I do want to give another shout-out. Molly, one of our auditors, is here, and we're going to have breakfast together this morning.
Oh,
she was here for this whole conference. She works for Google, actually, and so she's here representing Google, and so that was kind of fun. We're going to have breakfast this morning.
Oh, fun.
So, hello.
Go work
hello
the buffet, Glenn.
You know, I need the clip of that song when he goes to these conferences and we can play, I'm so fancy. Yeah.
Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye,
Fancy. On Monday with Leslie. Bye. Well, thanks, Wendy.
Fancy pants.
Oh, he's like all tired because he's been like wild-eyed for 3 days and now he's like, exhausted.
He is going to be useless on Tuesday. Completely useless.
Yeah. Didn't he say he was going to be on Monday?
Well, he's going to be on Monday. See, the adrenaline will carry him through Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, useless.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jennifer. But you know what? Listening to him, aren't you so glad that you didn't go?
I have a hard time doing conferences of any sort, much less conferences full of people who are techno. Yeah. Geeky weenies. It's like, oh my God, I hate computers. Yeah.
I know. What would be cool about that is everybody has, it's not all techie weenies. Like, it's people like us, like, that have a passion about something. It's just not people that have passions about horses. So that's where it gets weird for me.
Yeah. It's hard to talk to those people.
What are they like? What do they talk about? What do you guys talk about if you don't have horses or dogs?
Good question. Mm,
I don't know.
I guess kids, maybe. I talk about kids a lot. Other than that, like, I don't know. Again, what do you talk about when you don't have a horse?
That's what I'm saying. We don't have any other lives. We're like barn, puppies.
We have chickens family. And ducks. Some of us have other animals.
Chickens and ducks.
Yeah. Now let's play a song. Girls and Horses, actually. We're going to hear from, before we get to the song, we're going to hear from Ovation Riding. So basically shopping for your horses. Oh, and then singing about girls and horses. And then we'll be back with really bad ads after that.
Woo!
Yeah. Well, she talks about them. Dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders, I still feel like that girl some days. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What it is with girls and horses. Well, I talk about them and I dream about them. I live to love them and I love to ride. I'll always have them, be lost without them. Magic in those gentle eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it?
That is Girls and Horses. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends over at Kentucky Performance Products. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, just checking, because the sound for that song was a little weird. Anyway, for me anyway. So our sponsor also, because we couldn't play the ad before, is Ovation Riding. And I had something pretty cool. I have a new student starting. And I'm calling her a recovered Western pleasure rider. Recovering,
oh my gosh.
I should say. So she's ridden Western pleasure her whole life and wanted to start jumping and drove by and saw my jumps out in the arena. So stopped by and she found out my name and number from somebody else in the neighborhood and came out and she had her first lesson last week. Excuse me. and she had, I told her she needed something to protect her calves because English has the stirrup leathers. And so she came with like really tall boots, but you know how when you're just learning and you're just starting, you just try to make something work. And she had like some tall dress boots, not equestrian boots, like the kind of boots you would find at, you know, the department store, and put those like
fashion,
but no heel. So there's no stiletto heel on them. Fashion boots underneath a pair of jeans that I'm sure she rode Western Pleasure in. And she couldn't, just couldn't do much. And I said, I think you're fighting your attire. You know, like you're fighting your clothes right now. This is definitely not. And she's like, what do I need? I want to do this. And I said, well, funny you should ask, because I can tell you what you need. Like, here's a website called ovationriding.com. You need some boots. You need some half chaps, you know, just paddock boots, half chaps. Right. You need some breeches and you need a helmet. And I was like, and you can find it all on ovationriding.com. And then it'll show you, you know, all the stuff that they have. And then you can go and find it, you know, throughout the website. So I sent her to ovationriding.com and she just messaged me yesterday that everything is ordered and everything should be here by this weekend. And she'll be ready for her lesson next week. She did some homework, man.
That's great.
I know. I'm like, the Ovation Sync helmet is the one I use. But she was like, no, I want to know what you use. I was like, I said, well, you might be able to find cheaper stuff, you know, online if you go to eBay. Or she was like, no, no, I want the good stuff. I was like, okay.
Well, she knows. Ovation. She doesn't want to be like, you know, out of the loop. She wants to know what you are wearing because you are a fashionista in the equestrian world.
No, I am not a fashionista, but I have good tack. My horse gets nice stuff. So, and that's the thing is too, you know, I didn't want to push her to go and buy $300, $400 worth of stuff. If you're just like, you've taken one lesson, you're like, I don't know. But she's like, no, this is a life dream and I want to get all the stuff and I want to get it once, you know? So she's like, gonna get good quality stuff. But it's so super affordable on ovationriding.com too. I mean, they have so much, so many different options. You know, you can find a helmet on there for $40 and you can also find a helmet on there for $200. So it just depends on kind of where in the middle you want to be. So if you want to find, if you need to outfit yourself, go to ovationriding.com. I'm so funny. I'm like, she's like, what do I need? I'm like, all right,
everything.
Get a pen.
Dangerous what words. What do I need?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because I have sent so many of my students to ovationriding.com to get, because I really like the Ovation Schooler helmets or the Sync helmets because they have the dial in the back. In Arizona, you get really hot and they have different colors and lots of vents. Right. So I really, I mean, I wore that helmet way before Ovation was a sponsor. I've always worn that helmet since I've lived in Arizona. And it's so funny because my husband's like, yep, there's just another mini me of you out there. Everybody gets the half chaps and everybody gets this and that. Ovationriding.com. Now we have somebody on the line right now because Glenn came on. He had overslept and he was supposed to be staying at Debbie Lauk's house in Los Angeles. Even though the conference was in Anaheim, they were staying. He's staying at Debbie's house, and she's kind of been with him the whole time. And I feel like if we talked to Debbie, we would get a better picture of what's going on. And we'll get to really bad ads in a minute. But I had to take this call, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. Why did Glenn oversleep?
Oh my gosh, he totally just woke up.
He just texted me. He said, I freaking overslept.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
The first thing he said to me when he got here is I'm 3 hours ahead. Right. So like, it's already midnight and it's only, you know, 9 o'clock here. All these things. And he said, so I get up at 4 a.m. I can't sleep in. I've never slept in. Never slept in my whole life. I don't think I've slept in past 8 o'clock in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the timeline.
Yeah, he's adjusted to California time quite well, it would appear.
Apparently, yeah. Could have been that luau last night. Not sure.
Did you go to the luau?
No, I didn't. So I don't know what happened.
Well, how can
luau.
You report to us what happened at the luau if you didn't go? You're supposed to be telling us what's going on.
Because she's saying.
I know. I'm a bad Hawaiian luau reporter. I'm so sorry.
No, I think it's because you're sane. You're like, I've seen enough of these people. I've seen them all day. I don't need to go and be social with them around a fake
and
luau.
See them in a luau skirt. Yeah, I know.
No, you know what it is? It's like a bunch of homeschool kids because they're all these podcasters, right? And they're used to staying home, working at home, from their desk. And now they're free. They're like at conference.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, don't insult homeschool kids. It's really been fun.
So basically she's saying they're worse than homeschool kids. They're worse. It's just, I'm not insulting them, but you know, when they get out and about, they're like all jazzed up.
Yeah. That's probably closely to what they
I'm going to think of them more as the Amish on Rumspringa.
Yeah. Rumspringa.
pretty funny. Now Glenn is in his element here, though. He definitely is, and that straw hat doesn't hurt anything for identifiers, so
yeah, you can see him.
He's found everywhere. I'm wearing my messenger's t-shirt today, by the way, in solidarity. Yay! And it's been fun. Everybody's been talking about it, and it's a lovely film too. When everybody gets their advance order finally, I think they'll really enjoy it. It's better than I even figured. It's better than a documentary. It's more like a movie, but with all these people we know in it, which is cool.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, any really exciting takeaways you want to share with us before we let you go back to bed?
Yes. Cause everybody loves it. Really bad ads. So we'll get to that. But yes, I think the funnest takeaway is, you geek out at these things, but the things that are coming for podcasting that'll be really fun are these inexpensive, they call them smart speakers, and you'll know them as like Alexa and Echo and Dot and these things. And everybody, it's really the wild, wild west, but everybody's talking about how you need to be in directories so that you can talk to Alexa and she'll just play your podcast. Those podcasts are, you know, according to the peeps here, are getting bigger and bigger every year. And these devices have to know how to find you. And there really isn't a good way to do that yet. So you're hustling around to all these places that are called like TuneIn and Pod Any or AnyPod or something like that. Anyway, you have to put your names in the directories so that they'll be able to find the podcast or the networks. And that's kind of the exciting new thing, because it's a two-way conversation. You're talking to whatever this little box is on your countertop, and they're talking actually back to you by sending you stuff. Like, Alexa, buy my toilet paper is the one I keep hearing about. And so it's a fun new device that's out there that's kind of breaking open for podcasts because of the interest in podcasting. It's more accessible to podcasts. And then it's just the people I met. I mean, I met this lady who has owned several multi-million-dollar companies and thinks that this is kind of the next frontier. And she has a degree in electrical engineering from Stanford. And, you know, there's really smart people involved in this too. And I think they'll probably really smart people, and they'll shape up the industry a little bit in that, you know, make it more accessible and make it a little less geeky and more accessible, I think, too.
That's awesome, Debbie.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. You're not just like, oh my God, I don't know that guy. Don't talk to me. I don't know that guy with the cowboy hat.
Yeah. No, he's the only one that looks like my peeps, actually.
<He's okay. laughs> <Your people. laughs>
we tend to be about 20% older than most everybody else here, too.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You guys all well, though? How are you all?
We're doing great. Okay. Doing great. It's been a nice girls week for me. Getting to sit here with Wendy for sure this morning is always fun. And so next time you're going to have to co-host, but I know you're busy this week with Glenn.
I would love to do something with you, Wendy. The radiothon's the only thing we've done together. Let's see more.
But I'll have to come out to California soon and come visit you because my family's out in California. So come visit.
That's fine. Well, don't oversleep if you come out, okay?
Okay.
Well done, Debbie. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, Jennifer, I want you to play at the start of the thing and then talk about the prize. I have a woodpecker that is right outside my door and I have to go scare it away because it's driving me crazy. You play the thing. Be right back.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it's everybody's favorite time of the week. It's Really Bad Ads time. And what we do every Friday at the 10 o'clock hour is we take bad ads that have been posted on the interweb and submitted by our astute listeners, and we read them on the air and have a little bit of fun. And for that, our astute listeners are all entered into a monthly prize pool, and we randomly yank a name off of our Excel spreadsheet and give them a prize. And this month, the prize is a box of crap from Glenn's closet. The highly coveted happens about twice a year. When we clean out all of the giveaways, freebies, premiums, and extra crap that piles up in Glenn's closet, and we hand it out to some clever listener.
Now, Wendy,
that's the prize. I saw that box of crap the last time I was up at your house, and I thought, I bet they're putting that in the box to give it away as a prize.
Yeah, it's highly coveted. The box of crap in my house, my litter box used to be when I had my cat was in the closet, and they would always say crap from the closet. And I was like, you don't want my crap from the closet.
Not the same crap.
This is actually good crap. So that is the prize. Now, we did not have one submitted ad with voice recording. Not one person recorded it. And remember, when you do record your own ad, just record it into your phone and send it to us, you do get double entry for that one. So keep that in mind, people, if you want some
crap. Two chances to win the box of crap.
Mm-hmm. Two chances. Double your money. All right. Well, you can go ahead and get started with the one from Casey.
All right. Our first one's from Casey. Selling a stud for a friend. He about 14 hands. He has four stockings and a blaze face. He's red.
That's the title.
That's the title.
And now okay, this is, so here is this Mississippi?
Yes.
All right, girl.
Mississippi.
Hey, oh, well, you know what? Wendy, come on.
I can't do the Southern accent like Jamie.
You got this, girl.
Jamie, maybe you should read.
Nope, you do it.
All right. He's green broke. Nice horse. He's registered with no papers. Or he will also trade for a nice gelding or mare. We'll have pictures later in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do a Southern accent at all.
No.
That was terrible.
You should do it. I can't do it. I'm Asian. We can't do Southern accent.
That's crossing the too many country boundaries. Jody sent in the next one, and this is in Pike County. I don't know where that is. 6-year-old buckskin quarter horse sailor trade for $1,400. Oh, God, there's no punctuation. Not one.
Oh, I hate this. I don't know how you do these. You have to take a big, deep breath.
How come they can say do a 14.2? They do a point in the 14.2, but not a period. So they do know where that button is. So why would you not choose to use it in other places? Okay. 6-year-old buckskin quarter horse. He's around 14 to hams, sound and beagle good. Hadn't been rode in a couple months, so may need refreshing, but was done. Great, just need saddle time. Would consider trading to a bay gelding. QH has to be 15 plus, hand broke, and around 9 or 10 or younger, and beagle good call, and leave a mess or emails welcome also.
That was like listening to a foreign language with English words.
At least they misspelled built the same way twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Consistent. Exactly.
Wow.
That's awesome. All right, Wendy, you got the next one.
Oh, this is a long one. This one's from Jessica. A 17-inch Prestige Nona Garrison 34 tree in New Jersey. This saddle is pretty damn comfy. It feels like butter that you've left out on the counter all day. It offers a great ride. New, this cost me about $3,000. Send me an offer and I will be reasonable. As for the rest of it, the flaps are beat to hell. It lays under your leg. I'll be happy to fix it and keep the saddle. But if we're being honest, I like food and can no longer cram my bootylicious backside into a 17-inch seat. I know, right? The whole saddle is calfskin. That's right, vegans, baby cows. But that also means it's worn everywhere over the past however many years. The tree is good, but that's the only guarantee I'm making. Billets 1 and 3 are stretched, so you would need to replace them in the future. It could stand to be cleaned and oiled. No guarantees. No guarantees I will do this because I haven't done my own laundry in a month. If you ask nicely, I may send more info. I may even send more pics. Reread the first 4 words of this paragraph. I will ship within the U.S. I won't do it for free. It costs about $60 because I've shipped saddles before, and that's what I plan to tack on to our agreed price here. It will come in a box, probably from FedEx, with a ton of ton of bubble wrap. I've got a roll sitting in my basement that needs to go away. I'm not holding this for anyone. I don't care who asks first. This person who gives me a decent offer and puts money in my PayPal will be the proud new owner of this piece of history. I'm not taking returns if it doesn't fit you or your horse, or if you regret your purchase. This needs to go away like a bad ex-boyfriend. Leave me some sugar. Peace out. That's not just New Jersey. That's Jersey Shore.
That is Jersey Shore. I didn't know they had road horses at the Jersey Shore, but I guess they do. That's so funny. You're going to be busy today because Scott sent in this next one and it's fairly short. Short and sweet. Mini pony, $500 in La Palada. Where's La Palada?
I don't know.
A mini Chetalin pony, male. Male! 7 years
male.
Old. Exclamation point on the male.
Male. I bet it's not gelded.
No, it's absolutely not gelded. No chance it's gelded. Hey, I'll do Chantel's and you do Stephanie's. Okay, you do the trailer one. This is Chantel's from Facebook. Oh, this is fantastic. I think you have one of these. ISO, almost a miracle pony. My son's pony is 34 years old, bites, kicks, and tries to kill him on the ground, but will cart him around on a 2-6 course all day long. I think it's time to retire him. Only due to his age, because he's completely sound. So, I need something between 13 and 14 two hands, sound, totally safe to ride, needs to be able to jump like a dream, no special tricks from any spot, and be sound, trail ride it on his own, and show it. An occasional nip yanking of the lead rope out of the hand to graze or slamming the front hoof onto a boot-clad young toes are all acceptable nuances if already in place. I'm not afraid to finish one, so Green Okay can just have local show experience and sound. His current pony is older the dirt, so maybe under 18. Price under 5K, please. He or she will have a great home. Leasing I would totally do so I don't end up with 30 retired ponies in my field by the time my 3 kids grow up to discover the opposite sex or automobiles. That's honest. Funny. That's honest.
Yeah, but I don't think her pony, if I would have to read between the lines here, this 34-year-old pony is not sound. That's why she wants sound. Because they're living with, you know.
I would think that that's exactly what's going on here. And Jennifer, does Wendy sound crazy to you?
You both sounded crazy there for a second, but everybody's happy now.
Do I need to
unplug your microphone? You're crazy weird. Well, you're crazy weird, but then unplug your microphone. That's separate.
We say that very affectionately.
I know. Okay, is that better?
Oh, now you're not on the right mic.
What? I'll plug it back in. There you go.
I did plug it back in.
Okay. Okay. Now you're good. It just took a second to kick back in. Okay. You get the trailer from Stephanie.
Okay. Stephanie, must go. Good sound trailer. Just looks bad. Yeah. Through no fault of its own. It's last chance before it goes to the scrapyard. We just can't continue to mow around it anymore, and the goats have lost interest in using it as a jungle gym. So if you've got space in your heart and your yard, come and give this old relic a safe place to land and live out his last years as a well-loved mobile lawn ornament. Cash sale, no checks, don't ask. And this trailer, let me tell you. Okay, it's red with a white top. And it has that Ocala greeny, like mold and mildew color on top. And there's a big farm dog underneath the photobombing in this thing. Yep. And it looks like somebody wrapped the front and gooseneck part around a tree or hit a post on its way into the farm. Yeah. But it does not look good.
You know how they take old ships and they sink them to help create coral reefs?
Oh yeah.
That's what this is on its way to doing. It's on its way to creating a forest because there's stuff growing off of there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And also see like the gooseneck roll up. Like, could you imagine how hard it would be to like roll that thing? It would be like a workout.
You're exactly right. This thing is empty. When you said red and white, I thought that was generous because it's more like a greenish brown for the red. And then there's like a brownish green white area gray for the top. So very good. Good description.
It's kind of Christmassy. Green and red.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. When I think of Christmas, I see this trailer in my mind. This is Christmas.
All right, you got the next
this
one.
This is Christmas if you were a bad kid and you're getting coal in your stocking.
Number one, they're selling it for cash. Number two, they're trying to sell it as a cash lawn ornament. So that's good.
Yep.
All right, you got the next one.
Okay, this is from Katie. Selling for a client. Big five-year-old stud, $500. He's big, tough, and gritty. Untouched, so you won't have to undo someone else's screw-ups. He gets gelded on Thursday, and the price goes up to $800.
Wow. You mean an untouched five-year-old? What a steal.
Big, tough, and gritty. What is that supposed to mean, big, tough, and gritty? Is he dirty, or is he just a jerk?
He's untouched. You don't know. Nobody screwed him up yet, so. What a deal. Don't know what he is. Don't have a picture of him. Don't know what breed. Don't know any color. Nothing. Just he's big, tough, and gritty, and he's untouched.
John Wayne.
Yeah, exactly. All right. A couple more. This one comes from, you've got to put your name when you send the ads, or otherwise we're going to call you Chasing Autumn. Okay. Whoever your email address is, Chasing Autumn. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the perfect companion. He's strong. He'll never complain about carrying you, even if you put on those extra 5 pounds, which, speaking of those 5 pounds, this one does like a little more in the caboose, 18 5-inch in seat. So have that dessert. You deserve it. Spontaneous. Girl, you want to ride the TB? Wait, no, let's ride the Haflinger. This guy is up for anything and almost anyone at a drop of a hat, too, with the Genesis adjustable tree. Supportive. This guy is all about being there for you through thick and thin, bucks and hops, with the deep seat, narrow twist, and large external knee blocks. This guy is so supportive. We're pretty sure he would tell you to go ahead and get that other horse. Responsive. This guy allows great contact between you and your horse. No asking when you're coming home. No asking where you've been. He just lets you and the horse be together. And finally, reasonable. While only 10 rides in, this guy is featured new at over 2,000. And right now he's yours for just 1,500. You will be responsible for shipping. Let's just say shipping would be around $75 for argument's sake. At a total price of $1,575 for the perfect partner, what are you waiting for?
I think you wrote that. I think you're chasing Autumn.
It took me a minute to figure out what they were selling.
I know.
That was awesome.
But you know what? You know what? The spontaneous one made me think, oh, I think this is Jamie in disguise.
I do not have anything that expensive for sale. So if it's $1,500, it probably breathes. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Allison sent in the next one.
All right. Dave, it's not me. It's you. Dave is a complete shite bag. Stands 15 hands at age 12 years, up to date on shots, farrier, etc. Not fazed by traffic. Licked the flasher on a school bus once when we were stopped behind it and it was picking up kids. Flasher was blinking. Built-in sat nav. Dave knows every shortcut towards home. Includes shortcuts not on traditional sat nav systems, if you know what I mean. Can jump, but usually just walks through fences when he feels like a change of scenery. Can be an arse to catch. Dave is not for a novice. $1,000.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Everybody needs like a Dave.
I like that he's named Dave.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Fantastic.
I imagine all right. Dave could be a big, like, spotty draft horse.
Yeah, I think he's like a 15-hand just bulldozer, you know?
Yeah.
I can see it. Michaela sent in the last one here. 2-year-old mare, $2,000, and new Plymouth. This girl is a half Dutch warm blood, half APHA paint. Why? This girl will... Sorry. Let me not insert my comments till the end. This girl will catch your attention with her big white blaze and 4 knee-high stockings.
Ooh.
She is friendly and nice to handle. She should be very easy to train. She would excel as an eventing or all-around ranch horse. Those are not two things that usually go together in the same sentence.
Like warm bloods and paints.
Yeah. She loves to canter up and down the steep hills in her pasture and race the wind.
Ooh.
She would also make a wonderful rope horse. As she is very stocky, when she finishes growing, she'll be able to hold a big cow. So she's going to be a big girl. She just loves being around you. I'm asking $2,000.
Oh, nice.
why would you breed? I mean, excuse me if you have a really nice warm blood paint, but like here you've got a horse that you're trying to sell as a rope horse, but also an eventer. And conformationally, those two typically don't have similarities.
Well, that's what these people, it shows that she has no idea about conformation and should not be breeding animals.
Exactly. Or what you can do, and this is a great idea, is you get the half Dutch warm blood, half paint mare, and you bring her home and you breed her to a Friesian.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A lot of sense.
Well, you know what else? Let's hope it didn't get the huge paint bum and be like completely downhill, and then somebody buys it and tries to make a dressage horse out of it. Cause I mean, eventing and ranch doesn't go like you're saying. You can.
Well, hey, I bet she's got that big bum because she can hold a cow. She's going to be able to hold a cow.
That's true. She can hold a cow.
Who, you don't go to a roping show and be like, wow, that's a beautiful horse. What is that? Well, it's half Dutch warm blood. Happen. Hey,
you know, and she might be able to hold a cow, she's a warm blood mare, so she's probably going to be freaked out as soon as she sees cows.
Yeah, exactly. There's just so many things wrong with this 2-year-old, which is why Michaela sent it in, because she knew that I would have so much fun with that one. Michaela, Great job. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for sending all of your really bad ads in. If you want to get involved on this prize, you want to get double the entries recorded. But if you just see, you're on Facebook all the time, people, don't lie to us. You see these ads. You see how bad they are. Copy and paste it. Send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com or screenshot the Facebook ones. That's fine, too. But you cannot send the link of the Craigslist ad because half the time they're gone by the time Jennifer gets to see them anyway. So Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, you can send your ads and your complaints to that same email address. So awesome. If you want to complain about Glenn oversleeping, Jennifer would be more than happy to take that complaint as well. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have an awesome weekend. What do you have planned this weekend?
Oh, well, actually, Dr. Kyle and I are doing a little free event down at our local Humane Society. We're doing a Check the Chip Day because it's National Day of the Dog on the 26th. So people can come down with their puppies and we scan their microchip and then we show them how to register on this free site called found.org, which is a nonprofit organization to register your microchips.
Now, do you have to, like, my dogs are all microchipped and they're all registered with different things. Is that like a central registry that you should?
Well, the thing about microchips and the reason that found.org started their foundation is because, like, say you're with Home Again or Avid or whatever the chip makers are. So they charge a fee every year that you need to pay and stay registered. But lots of people forget, or they forget to pay their fee, or they don't understand how to do it. So unfortunately, you don't know that. So when your dog gets picked up and someone scans it, your information could be incorrect because you haven't kept it up every year, blah, blah, blah. And also if you don't pay the fee, unfortunately, a lot of the companies will not give your name out because you haven't paid your fee. So
out of here, are you serious? I know,
but yeah. So found.org was started in Los Angeles actually, as a nonprofit. And what it is, it's the online site where like you can register any brand of microchip. It's like a universal registry. And you set up your own little profile. You can put all your dogs in there, no matter what chip company they're registered with. It's a free service. And then you can put your vet's info in there, too. But then when you move or whatever, you just log on to found.org and you change your email or your address or whatever. And if your dog gets lost and they, like the typical way it happens, the dog gets lost, gets picked up by animal control or somebody scans it. They'll put that number into this into a database that's run by the American Association of Animal Hospitals, and then that there's so many registries, right? It'll come back and it'll tell you what registry it's with, and then you can follow that link to the registry that it's registered to, and then you can get the information. So found.org is slowly becoming the number one thing that people check because it's free and you can just stick your number in there. But a lot of people don't know their microchip number. So that's why we're doing this service. So people should really check their chip once a year because chips can fail or you can forget your number. And we want to make sure everybody's registered.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could come.
You can just talk to your veterinarian because August is Check the Chip Month for the AVMA. So I'm sure a lot of local small animal veterinarians or even your horse veterinarian is doing some kind of Check the Chip things.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for volunteering. You and your sweet Dr. Kyle are just awesome for helping out and being a part of everything. So thank you for coming on the show today as well and getting up and being a part of it. It's very nice. Thanks. I love having you.
It's fun to be on. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. And Jennifer, thank you for a great week. You've done awesome. Hang in there. Husband's gone. Party a little bit more.
I'm going to go have some out. Wine for lunch.
You go, girl. You deserve it. Hey, neuter and yell. Wendy, what's your catchphrase?
Keep the shiny side.